Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
I don't know what's going on with any of it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Taylor Swift's number one hit right now. I would know it. Shake It Up, because I have a 9-year-old daughter. Shake It Off or Shake It Up, one or the other. Shake It Off, Shake It Off, Shake It Off, Shake It Up, whatever. It's a shake it something. So I know that. All right, I've heard that. Shake It Off, Shake It Off, Shake It.
All right, so I might know a little bit more than Mike Francesa about this phenomenon, but Taylor Swift is coming to Chicago. She's at Soldier Field. She's doing three shows, correct? She's doing Friday, Saturday, Sunday? I believe that is correct.
Shane, wow, don't you know everything? Shep, do we have that?
I believe she's...
Your traffic's going to get a little bad because Taylor's here.
So, people lined up yesterday at 1, or I guess this morning at 1 a.m. For the merch tent to open at noon.
10.
At 10, so 9 hours ahead of time. For the right to purchase T-shirts and hats and Swift gear.
That is amazing.
And people were wearing diapers?
No, they're not wearing diapers to the merch line. They're wearing diapers to the show so they won't miss a song.
Don't
and
have to
move. Go to the bathroom.
Because it's such a long, it's a 3.5 hour.
Yeah, it's all of her eras.
So the Stadium Pal never caught on, huh? I always thought the Stadium Pal was going to catch on so you don't have to leave a football game. It just has the urinal leg bag and the little tube and everything.
Be an adult. Pee in your beer cup.
And so they want, people are going to the merch line early, so the same principle. So they don't have to miss a song to buy it there?
Well, my assumption is it's a lot of people who are not going to the concert.
I don't know if that's true.
I bet that's not true.
I bet that a lot of people who go to the concert are going to buy the official merch you can only get when the line is in place, so they don't have to worry about it on the day of the show. So it's probably a mix.
And you can wear the merch. Then you can wear the merch to the concert.
Our guy Carrot Top.
That's a different conversation.
Resellers are out there too, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, sure.
Of course.
Well, God, there's so many things to me that are fascinating about this. Like, so my niece went to the wanted to go to the show. A friend from college was able to go to the show. What did they pay? How did they get the tickets? She's like, oh, their grandma or grandpa or whatever has some like crazy money from Texas or whatever. Paid $5,000.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
$5,000 for a ticket to a show.
Now,
how old is Taylor Swift?
30?
32, maybe?
This isn't like...
It's not the last time you're going to see her.
It's not like a small venue, and 33? It's a retirement gig, and it's her last thing. Taylor Swift is going to be a touring artist for forever. Is she the biggest thing in entertainment? Is it the hottest possible ticket? Like, if
I think so. She broke Ticketmaster.
Literally broke Ticketmaster. But like, this is bigger than anything in sports?
Oh, for sure. She's not just the biggest thing in entertainment. She's the biggest thing going right now.
I'm asking. Like,
yeah, I agree with you.
Like,
what's
in
a
America,
big thing
right?
that in non-entertainment that would be in the running for it?
Well, I mean, if you're talking about my interest, the Stanley Cup Final,
right? Obviously, but like, I don't think there's like that. There's like that, like a pop group of some like techno pop, some sort of like teeny.
Talking about
like a teen group
from Korea? Are you talking about K-pop?
Yeah, K-pop.
BTS?
Yes.
That's what he's talking about.
Don't say anything bad about them. Well, they come after you.
No, I'm not going to.
Here's the thing about BTS. It really stands for Beat the Streak. Am I right? I think I'm right.
Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by K-pop. I'm just a little surprised, like, because her talent is undeniable.
Mm-hmm.
The songs are catchy.
I think
she puts on a hell of a show. It's 3.5 hours, but I don't know that I've ever seen anything. I mean, Super Bowls, Cubs World Series.
Yeah, it's insane. I think if you had if you had a 9-year-old daughter, or an 11-year-old daughter,
I do.
Because I was struck by this the other day. Jason Gay, who's a great writer over at the Wall Street Journal, said that he had never seen a look on anybody's face that could match the look on his daughter's face when she saw Taylor Swift for the first time. And he wrote that no joy you will experience as an individual can match seeing the joy on your daughter's face when she sees Taylor Swift. And he actually he tweeted out the picture of it. It's a little creepy to look at a guy's 9-year-old daughter. But the joy...
It depends how you're looking at it. Why?
Am
why
I projecting?
Is it creepy, dude?
It's a little creepy.
Why is it creepy?
That drop needs to live on. It's a little creepy to look at a dude's 9-year-old daughter. All right, go on. Now we both said it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't think it's creepy.
There's a reason I said that. There's a story to it. But
okay, all right.
But anyway.
Don't tell it.
Yeah, remind me not to tell it. Remind me not to ever even allude to it. But anyway, I don't... The look on his daughter's face, she's very, very happy.
Of course.
Driving these prices are desperate parents, for the most part, trying to deliver this to their child.
Agreed. And Sean and Charlotte, is Danny just realizing that Taylor Swift is insanely popular? No, not that at all. What I'm saying is this is a unique situation in entertainment. I don't know anything about music, but I've been around media and entertainment and tickets for a long time. The Cubs World Series ticket was not as tough as this, and it literally hadn't happened in 108 years. You know what I mean? Like, this person is 33 years old playing a stadium that is 50% bigger, doing 3 nights, doing a bunch of cities, and it's the hottest thing in entertainment that this country has seen in
since the Beatles.
I don't know if that is true, but like when Barack Obama did a book tour for stadiums, tough ticket. Not this time.
Oh no! There's some external reasons. There's some like music business reasons why all of this has gone so crazy. Remember when Harry Styles played 10 shows at the United Center, and those tickets were outrageous, and he could have played 30. Like there are few things that are still able to capture the fascination of people like a live music event. And the music industry knows that, and they're all in cahoots with the secondary market, and they drive the prices up in this crazy manipulative way that inflates it in a way that you can't really end up comparing even to live sports. It's its own incredible business model right now that is inflated by very weird forces.
And I am just beginning to understand as a parent, like the things you would do to make your kid happy. Like, obviously, you do anything for your kid's health. You realize that the second that they're born. But, like, to make them happy, like, it is a true joy. Would you go at 1 a.m. to buy a t-shirt to wait 9 hours?
Would Owen do that for Ms. Rachel? Because I'm telling you right now, I would.
I don't know who Ms. Rachel is.
Isn't that a kid's thing? Isn't she like a kid's? I've been seeing her on TikTok all over the place.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, Ms. Rachel.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is. Yeah.
She's very, very popular like in the education of kids entertainment sector.
Okay. I got to check her out. I'm always looking.
She's a pretty girl.
Can't help you on Ms. Rachel.
Then maybe he'll like her. I don't know. I got that Cubs hoodie at the World Series because I was freezing, and it was expensive and the line was long, but I did it out of necessity, and I knew I needed a souvenir from going to a Cubs World Series game with my dad.
There are some people that are more willing than others to do the wait in a long line thing. Like, I'm married to one of them. Like,
yes.
She's totally comfortable doing it. Like, when the Cubs won the World Series, she and her daughter lined up to wait outside Grant Park where the rally was going to be. Like at like 3 a.m, I think, maybe earlier, and waited all that time standing to go in and stand some more and wait, and then stood for the whole thing. But she's willing to do it, and she feels like it shows a level of commitment to the child that you're trying to empower and enable. Yeah. And there's a lot of people who are willing to do that. I have never been one of them.
Yeah, me neither.
Never, ever have I been one of them.
So what's the most you'd pay for a Prime experience for your favorite artist of all time?
Most you'd pay?
Most you'd pay.
See, but it depends on what you have, right? On some level.
I think it's a pretty base level question. What's the most you would pay to see your favorite artist of all time in a Prime position?
Right.
At the peak of their career.
I don't know, man.
Because this is like tour 3 or 4 for her. The last one almost cleared $400,000. She doesn't tour that often.
$400 million.
Yeah. She doesn't tour that often every 3 or 4 years. This one will clear $1 billion gross.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I agree with Speed. Like, if you had 8, 9 figures.
In your current position.
Yeah, a couple grand.
Couple grand to see Outkast?
No, like, if I could have been courtside for Jordan's last game as a Bull.
Okay.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, sure. if I could have been courtside for Jordan's last game as a Bull, that would have been worth a couple grand. If I could play Augusta, that'd be a few thousand dollars. Like, you know what I mean? That's probably what the level is for an experiential thing that I can give you.
I would, if it was a musical artist, I need it to be in an incredibly small and unique venue for me to even think about doing it.
That's how I'm thinking about it too.
Because, like, did you hear Lawrence the other day? They were talking about the 2006 Super Bowl.
Which host?
Lawrence the host.
The host.
Not Lawrence the band.
Okay.
Ironically, he was talking about seeing Lawrence the band. No, he wasn't. But he was talking about when Prince was playing that Super Bowl and showed up at the media thing that every halftime artist has to do. And Prince said, I will be taking your questions, but then turned around and started jamming and played a 15-minute concert and then left without answering any questions. And Lawrence realized, I just saw a Prince concert with 200 people in this room. I need that. You know, if you're telling me I get that for Stevie Wonder, I'd probably drop several grand. Yes. But to be with 35,000 or 20,000, I can't.
Or 60,000 when there's another show the next day, another one the next day, and for the privilege of being with 60,000 of your closest friends, if you want to wear a T-shirt for it, you have to line up for 9 hours ahead of time, the day before the concert even begins. Like, this is insane to me.
Yeah, it is.
And it's not judgment on Taylor Swift. She is apparently, like, undeniably great at what she does. I don't know that I've ever seen demand like this for anything.
It's also kind of unique because there are so many sectors of Taylor Swift fans of her different eras, of the different genres that she's performed.
Oh,
and in this tour,
it all just came together for me.
In this tour, she's doing every single one of them. So the group of people who maybe prefers the early 2000s pop Taylor Swift, or like 2008, 2009 pop Taylor Swift, they're going to see this too, along with the people who prefer like Taylor Swift Folklore and that record and Reputation and stuff like that.
Man.
So it's a very unique tour. And I'm not a big fan, but she is incredibly talented.
She's crazy talented. And she seems like there's a legit artistry that's going on there, and like how she's inspired and how she writes and how she does her thing. My wife was watching the Netflix documentary thing on Taylor, and I watched a bunch of one of the episodes, and she was like trying to process something that had gone wrong, and the way she wrote it was like, that's an artist. She's very, very good.
She's kind of a gangster too. Didn't she re-record all of her songs because she lost the rights to her original records?
Yes.
I love that.
Taylor's version is what they're called now.
Yeah,
she lost the masters.
She took on the music industry, right? Like, basically because someone screwed her out.
Scooter Braun.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Screwed her out of the...
I didn't realize it was called that Jamoke.
Yeah. Yeah, she lost the masters to all of her music.
He was the Justin Bieber guy, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, the story is amazing. Like, it's no shade or hating on it at all. I think we should have a comp. Cubs World Series tickets at Wrigley were selling, I mean, anywhere, but especially at Wrigley, were selling for 10x face value. Like, we've seen crazy demand for an event before, but there were three of them. There were three of them. And there were 39,000 tickets, and not all of them hit the market because a lot of people bought them and kept them. This is There's going to be another tour. There is another day. She's 33 years old. She's not retiring. It's not a once-in-a-lifetime event, and it seems like the demand is higher. That just is a weird phenomenon to me that I can't fully understand, and it is going to dominate Chicago for the next 4 days because people are in line right now to buy a T-shirt for a concert that is tomorrow. We'll answer some questions for one last thing. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.